Hi, everybody. It's Matt Robinson on RadioEntrepreneurs.com, where we talk about the secrets of success in contemporary entrepreneurship. Hope you're checking us out on RadioEntrepreneurs.com or on our app, which is also available there. Our guests today are Nancy and Robert Ocapola, who work at the Earl Realty and Development Agency. And it's a family business.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Third generation.
Yes.
Wow. So how are those dynamics?
It's a little tough working with family, you know. Speak closer. Can you hear me okay now?
You're good, yeah.
All right, perfect.
Yeah, starting.
It's a little, you know, it's a little difficult working with family sometimes, but, you know, I enjoy it.
End unit?
Oh, I love it.
Were you kind of encouraged into the field? Is it something you were just surrounded by and naturally fell into?
Our grandfather started it, and then it was my mom, and then we just kind of, I don't know, like, I think because we grew up around it, you just kind of knew you were going to continue it.
Okay. You have other siblings who aren't as involved or do other things?
Yes. My sister owns a hair salon, and then my other brother, he's kind of in between both. Yeah.
Do you have different roles in the company?
Not really. She does most of the paperwork. She's more good with the marketing and all that stuff with the computers. I'm more on the management side, more on the field, dealing with the vendors, the contractors, all that. And she mostly deals with the office stuff, doing contracts, all that.
So you really do from A to Z in terms of developing sales all the way through?
Yep, we do investments, development, and sales.
Okay. How do you choose your sites, and how do you choose what elements of your expertise to apply?
Well, we try to stick with mostly new, what we know. Mostly Newton, Waltham, anything outside Metro Boston. We stick to it with the areas we know real well. And this type of business, you got to know your market really well.
And I think at the moment, we're focusing more on, like, the sales. The development side, we do it. We keep our eye out if something, like, comes up and, I guess, sparks our interest. But for the most part, right now, we're focusing on the sales.
Do you specialize in a certain type of building, like residential or commercial? Or
we right now we're strictly residential, but eventually we want to venture into commercial.
Okay. And well, roughly, what's the average size? Like, how many units per building? Is there a sweet spot for you, or it doesn't really matter?
Doesn't really matter.
Okay.
Doesn't really matter at all.
Do you do mixed use, or mostly just strictly one thing or the other?
We have one mixed use property in Newton. But mostly it's all strictly residential.
Okay.
We've got one mixed-use commercial and residential.
Okay. So what's the process? You find out about an opportunity, and then?
Yeah, I mean, it's all leads. It's all leads in this business. It's all who you know, and it's just, like I said, it's all, when someone gives you a lead, you got to jump on it right away. You just can't, because it's so competitive right now. If you don't jump right away, someone else is going to be there before you.
Right.
So you gotta strike right away.
How do you develop your contacts? Where do you find your people who feed you the leads?
Just everywhere. You gotta go out and shake hands with people and
it's all about
know.
Who you know. They know you're in the business, so when something comes up, they know
the family,
you know what I'll call.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
That's gotta be a great advantage.
You can make contacts anywhere you go. You gotta be friendly, and you gotta be out there.
So you do some with development, some with an eye towards flipping. How do you decide when you're going to try to let go of the property?
We used to do the flipping before, but we just, like I said, the last couple of years, we're concentrating on sales.
Oh, I see.
Right now, it's not really a flipping market.
Right.
Because things are going a little bit higher. I mean, in order to make money on flips, you got to buy it real low.
Right, and that's really not possible these
days. Exactly. These days, you can't, because everything's going...
It's very competitive.
For crazy prices anyway, so.
How do you find your contracting teams and things so they can enhance the building for the most economical price?
He takes care of all the contractors.
Yeah, I take care of all the contractors and vendors, and it just, like I said, same thing, all word of mouth. It's all referrals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, other landlords give me vendors, contractors, whatever, so.
Okay. So do you have, like, a core team that you go to, or it just depends on the property and who's involved?
Yeah, we got a few guys right now. We got this guy, Donnie. He's been doing work for us for a year. He does all the maintenance on the properties. And I got a crew do small repairs, and then I got different crews to do the big projects.
Right.
You know, painting, you know, carpentry, all that stuff.
Okay. Where do you see the market headed now that things are outrageously sky high? Do you see that capping or just keep building?
I think it's going to level off. Yeah. I don't think it's going to go up any. I mean, I just think it's like it is. I think it's peaking now. They said this is going to be the highest market since 2005. So, and you're starting to see it already.
Right.
So.
What's driving people to Metro West? What is it about this particular region that's making it so popular?
Well, Boston's getting too expensive. You know, anything outside Boston's getting too expensive. Mm. So you got, Cambridge, Somerville, you know, anything outside Boston's getting too expensive. Then you got Newton, Brookline. So they're pushing out more and more out west.
How far do you think it's going to be? We're going to be having big sales in Lenox and Lee soon? Or
no, I don't think so. No, out. No, not that far. No. But I mean, Natick's a really good market right now as mm-hmm. well. You know, anything that's, you know, like 15, 20 minutes outside Boston is, the market's crazy.
What kind of tips would you give to people who are thinking of working with family? As complicated as that may be. What are the ways to keep it sane?
You just got to have patience.
Definitely have patience.
That's it. You know, just count to 10. And that's a lot. It, you know? Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So. Is there a next generation coming up or not yet?
Well, she's expecting a baby.
Oh, yep. I just found out. Thank you. Yeah. So next generation's coming up.
So that's next generation's coming
right,
up. Yeah.
There you go. All right. Well, we'll keep it in the family.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks for coming by and for all the advice and best of luck with all your future personal and professional developments.
Thank you.
Matt Robinson from RadioEntrepreneurs.com. Thanks for tuning in.